Greetings, friends and radio listeners. You are tuned to the R.G. Hardy broadcast as we come your way today proclaiming, souls are crying, men are dying. Won't you help us to win the lost? I'm so glad you're tuned to the broadcast today, and I'm very excited about the message that we are going to hear from God's servant, Brother Hardy. It's one of his most powerful and timely and very appropriate for every believer in Christ. It's entitled, The Four Battles of a Christian. And I might add, these are the four battles of a Christian that he must win before he can defeat Satan. You know, we talk a lot about defeating the devil and having power over the devil, but if you don't win these first four battles, you'll never whip the devil. Let's join Brother Hardy now.
Now, I'm preaching about the four battles you will have with yourself before you'll ever have to encounter the devil. And don't think that you're going to have the power of God and do signs, wonders, and miracles, and God's going to use you until you get the victory over these four battles. Sin, quit sinning, repent of your sin, and then quit sinning. Don't yield yourself as instruments of unrighteousness to iniquity, but as one that's alive from the dead, yield yourself to God and your instruments of righteousness, under holiness. The world, come from amongst them, and be ye separate, saith the Lord. Touch not the unclean thing. And be not conformed to the world, but be transformed. Be changed into the very image of the Lord Jesus Christ. For he said in 2 Corinthians 3:18, the Lord is that Spirit, and where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. And we all, every one of the Christians, with open, unveiled face, beholding as in a glass or a mirror the glory or the image of the Lord, are being changed from glory to glory. Don't let the world transform you to its mold, conform you to its mold, but let the Lord transform you into the image day by day, more and more and more like Jesus. The third battle is flesh. Some folks never get the victory over flesh. Some folks never get the victory over sin. They sin, repent, and sin, repent. And they're in that vicious cycle. Some folks have never got the victory over the world. They come out of the world, and then the world puts something up, and they're in the world. And some folks have never got the victory over their flesh. Very early in my salvation, God revealed to me, my greatest enemy is me, myself, and I. Because usually, they're all in love with me. Flesh. When Paul uses flesh, especially in the 6th, 7th, and 8th chapter of Romans, he's talking about the old man, the old nature. The old man is after his father, the devil, Satan, full of lust, and he will do it. He will lust. The sinner cannot help himself, because the Bible says in the 7th chapter of Romans, the sinner, the good I would do, I do not, and the evil I would not do, that I do, because sin dwells in me and has dominion. I am not going to let my flesh rule me. I am going to rule my flesh. Now, I don't know whether you know it or not, but you're a triune being. That's why you're like God. That's why we're in God's image. God is a triune God. In order to have God, you got to have Father and Son and Holy Ghost. And in order to have a man, you got to have body, soul, and spirit. Without all three, you don't have man. All three together, united together, they make man. You wouldn't want to go out there and meet Casper, since we're in the season of it, without his body, would you? You know how I'm talking about Casper the ghost? You want to make sure he's got all three parts. I mean, if you'd walk down the dark alley and something come floating up that street, I could see you saturate the air with your absence. And each part of us was designed specifically by God to operate in a specific realm. With the body, I have world consciousness and excess and fellowship with the world. With the spirit, I have God consciousness and access to God and fellowship with Him. With my soul, I have excess, I have self-consciousness. The flesh cannot operate in the spirit world, and the spirit world can't operate in the physical world unless it possesses a body. That's why demons like to possess people. If they're just a demon, they can only oppress your spirit. If it's only in the spirit realm. But if they can possess your body, then that demon can use your body to destroy people. You're reading about lately all these people getting guns and going in and just shooting people indiscriminately. A demon invaded them and took that body. You see, in order for a spirit to operate in this realm, in the physical realm, and have access and communication and contact and expression, it must have a physical body. That's why Jesus said, a body thou hast prepared me. Even God can't operate in this physical world without a physical body. Now, the bad part about the body of the flesh is it has had Satan to stick a hypodermic of lust into it. And the body and spirit cohabitate the same person, and they're at war. Paul said in Galatians, the 5th chapter, the spirit lusteth or strongly desires against the flesh, and the flesh lusteth or strongly desires against the spirit. They have two opposite minds and desires. The flesh desires the lust of the eye, the pride of life, and the lust of its flesh. And the spirit desires the things of God. And the battleground is your soul. Because your soul is the seat of your passions, appetites, emotions, will, and desire. And if the flesh with its fallen nature can control your soul, your soul will look out of the fleshly eye gates, ear, nose, mouth, and touch, and will desire evil, lustful things. But if the spirit can control your desires and emotions, your soul will look out your spiritual eyes and desire spiritual, heavenly, godly things. Paul said in the beginning of the 8th chapter of Romans, to be carnal-minded is death. That if we would mind the things of the flesh, if we would have the mindset of flesh, we're going to die. We're going to be separated from God. I don't care if you've been born again, become a new creature, and you're wrecking yourself to be dead indeed unto sin. You just empty out of the spirit. You just leak out. Some people say, how can a preacher having the anointing of God and the power of God and being used of God backslide and do things that we're reading in our newspaper and seeing on television? I'll tell you why. They quit feeding the spirit and they had a resurrection of self. They quit feeding the spirit by reading the word and praying and fasting if needed and sitting under the word of God, and the spirit man got weak, and the flesh had a resurrection and began to get strong and overpowered the spirit and gained control of the soul. And now the soul is beginning to look out of the lustful eyes of the flesh, and they began to have the lust of the eye. And when they lusted, then sin was born into their life. And then pretty soon the devil sets up the situation that the lust that he conceived in you, you will have an enactment of it. And when you commit that lust, then demon spirits take you over. Three stages to get steps to get demon possessed. James in the 3rd chapter, and I think it was the 12th verse, said, for this wisdom, talking about that's earth, the earthly wisdom, is not from above, but it's earthly, natural, or sensual, and devilish. Now here you are, full of the Holy Spirit. So full that he's got control of you and can do anything he wants. That's being baptized or immersed in the Spirit, like I preached the other week on measures of the Spirit. But 2 Corinthians 4:17 said, though the outward man perish, yet the inward man is renewed day by day. But you don't renew that inward man. You don't feed that spiritual man the word of God. Give us this day our daily bread. Man should not live by bread alone, but by every word. Every day we should feed it the bread of life. Pray without ceasing. We let up on our prayer, daily prayer life. We let up on reading the word. We start cutting down services. And like Samson, the spirit's still on us. Or like the automobile, you had gas in a tank, but you're running out. And the most deceptive thing about running out is you get empty before you know it. And then when you're empty, you don't even know it till the devil has bound you again. And you know when you're empty, because now the devil's coming around tempting you with Delilah and tempting you with Bathsheba, and you can't stop it. You lost the let's. You lost the might and the right because you killed your natural man. You got him so weak that the flesh overpowered him. And the flesh had a resurrection, and that old nature took over again, and you started minding and desiring and setting your mindset on the things of the flesh. Until that desire's got so big, it becomes the first step of demon possession. It becomes obsession. You know what obsession is? Obsession is demon possession of the mind. Obsession means that a thought has come and totally possessed your mind, that all you think about is that thought. I mean, all the alcoholic thinks about is alcohol. He's not worried about the one he's drinking. He's thinking about the next one. The dope addict is possessed in the mind with dope. And he's not thinking about the one he's putting in his arm. He's thinking about the next one because he don't want to never think that he'll be without the next needle. And the alcoholic don't want to ever think of a day without the next drink. And whatever has possessed your mind, it doesn't want to think of ever being without it.
Amen. What a powerful message by God's servant, Brother Hardy. The four battles of a Christian before facing and defeating Satan. Because we are going to have to face the battle of sin, the world, the flesh, and self, and win these four battles before we're going to be able to defeat our enemy. We believe this devil-chasing message is so important for every believer in Christ that we're going to offer it to you special today. You will receive the four battles of a Christian, as well as the bonus message by Brother Hardy, Give No Place to the Devil. I tell you, these are ones you must add to your spiritual library. We want to send you these powerful messages that they can enable you to be strong in the Lord and in His mighty power. You will receive the four battles of a Christian, as well as the bonus message by Brother Hardy, Give No Place to the Devil. For your love gift of at least $10, you can receive the two audio cassettes. And for your love gift of at least $15, you can receive the two CDs. Please send your love offering and request for offer number 180S. That's offer number 180S for Four Battles of a Christian and Give No Place to the Devil to Brother Hardy, P.O. Box 1744, Baltimore, Maryland 21203. Be sure to request offer number 180S. That's offer number 180S for Four Battles of a Christian and Give No Place to the Devil. And send a love gift of $10 if you want the audio cassette or $15 if you want the CDs. Write us today and be sure to tell us how much the radio ministry is blessing your life, because we want to know that you're being blessed by the Word of God.